Introducing our new look. On the campaign trail. The approximate length of this recording is 5 minutes. Introducing our new style. If you're reading the standard print or online PDF versions of this edition of Forward right now, you might notice that it seems a bit different. Likewise, if you get the CD version or you're listening to the audio files on our website, things might sound a little different. That's because we are very excited to reveal a new style and sound for this issue of Forward magazine. It has been designed in line with the refreshed Guide Dogs brand identity, which we'll be adopting from now on. Our brand communicates who we are, what we do, and how critical our work is. We want to offer more services to the people who need us. To do this, we will need to inspire even more people to support our charity as volunteers and donors, and ensure that anyone affected by sight loss knows that we can help them, whatever their needs and whatever stage they're at in their sight loss journey. From research, we discovered that while lots of people know us for our iconic guide dog service, very few people know about the other things we offer, such as My Guide Sighted Guiding or services for children and young people. Our refreshed brand identity better reflects the breadth of services we provide. It is more accessible and better suited to our website and social media channels, where more people now find us. We have a new logo, which has, at its heart, an icon of a person surrounded by three other heads to represent the guide dog's family. When seen together, it can be seen as a paw print, which is why we call it our people paw. Wherever we can, this visual logo will also be accompanied by our unique new audio logo, which is accessible to people with sight loss. We want you to know that we are making every effort to avoid waste, so you may find both this new brand and our old brand existing side by side for a while, as we gradually replace items in a phased way. Included here is a photograph of a Guide Dogs volunteer wearing a polo shirt with the new Guide Dogs logo, as well as several Guide Dogs leaflets and guides featuring the refreshed brand identity.
Campaigning. On the campaign trail. Thank you to everyone who supported our campaigns by taking action online, supporting an event, or spreading the word. Here are just some of our campaigns and public affairs team's recent activities. Sight Loss Information Line. Guide Dogs has launched a Sight Loss Information Line, offering practical support to people with sight loss and their families. Whether asking for yourself, a family member, or your child, the line will connect you to someone from Guide Dogs who understands the unique challenges of living with a vision impairment during the coronavirus outbreak. We can give advice and support to keep you active and independent, refer you to our other services, or help you access services from other providers. Call 0800 781 1444 from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Working with supermarkets and DEFRA during COVID-19. We've adjusted our campaigning during these unprecedented times. We identified that new precautions to keep the public safe whilst grocery shopping were having a negative impact on people with sight loss. Many struggled to get online delivery slots and were finding it difficult to adhere to social distancing in shops. We've been working with the government to ensure that people with vision impairments get priority access online delivery slots if needed. Along with sight loss sector partners, we delivered a 22,653 signature petition to the Minister for the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, held meetings to share experiences, and worked to ensure everyone struggling to access food has support. We've also given new Royal Voluntary Service volunteers guidance on safe and appropriate support to people with sight loss. Government launches new consultation on pavement parking law. The Westminster Government has announced a consultation on introducing a national law to end problem pavement parking in England, following years of lobbying from Guide Dogs. At our event in Parliament in early March, Lord Low of Dalston introduced his private member's bill to tackle the issue. Guide Dog owners and campaigners, Emma and Simon, spoke to MPs and Lords about their experiences of dangerous and inconsiderate pavement parking. Emma said, "We felt great respect, energy and enthusiasm from the audience, and we believe we made a true difference to people's mindset on the impact of pavement parking. The campaigns team is delighted that the government have accepted that the current law on pavement parking isn't satisfactory. We'll continue pushing for a commitment to implementing a new one. Included here is a photograph of Lord Low of Dalston speaking in front of a microphone.